Hi, Angela. If you will tell us a bit about yourself, please.
My name's Angela Trunard. I go to Holy Trinity Church in Stalybridge, and I'm the coordinator for Stalybridge Street Pastors. Our team started in July last year, 2010, and it's the first and it's still the only team in Tameside, but we're really hoping for more teams to come on board.
What is a street pastor?
Well, we're not ministers, although some of us might be, but we're all volunteers from local churches who have a genuine concern for their communities. We have professional training and the teams go out at night in uniform to engage with people where they are, on their ground and on their terms. We work in unity and with support from the police and the local authorities. Some teams work in neighbourhoods and on estates, going out in the evenings. Others work late into the night in towns and cities, and that's what our team does.
When you go out on the street, do you preach at them?
No, street pastors don't preach. We're there to care and to listen and offer practical help. We do have opportunities to talk about our faith and to pray with people on the streets, but this comes from the people we meet and not from us.
How do you become a street pastor?
To be a street pastor, you have to be over 18 years old, and there's no upper age limit. In fact, one lady in Greater Manchester, she's just left now, but she was in her mid-80s. You need to have been part of a church for over a year and to obtain a positive reference from your minister. The training we receive is really excellent, and usually from the start of training to going out on the streets takes around 4 months, although the training goes on for a further 8 months or so. You would need to commit to the training and also to volunteer one night a month on the streets.
Angela, are you the only team of street pastors in Stalybridge?
Yes, as I mentioned before, we're the only team in Tameside. But in Greater Manchester, there are currently 8 teams with more in the planning. And in the UK, there are over 200 teams in towns, cities and neighbourhoods. And there are also some abroad.
Is there a need of having street pastors in Stalybridge?
As you may know, Stalybridge is known locally as Staly Vegas due to the nighttime economy of clubs and bars and takeaways. Sometimes people can get themselves into difficulties due to the effects of alcohol, and sometimes drugs, and they can end up in vulnerable situations. We are there to help these people, and we go out between 10 o'clock at night and 3 a.m. On a weekend night. We also give out flip-flops to young women who can't walk in their high heels any longer, and we clear up lots of bottles and glasses from the streets to prevent them becoming weapons later on. Sometimes people can become aggressive due to alcohol.
Can you please share with us a story that you've witnessed?
Yeah, one night a few months ago, we were going through Tesco's car park in the middle of Stalybridge. And on the side, on a piece of grass in quite a dark area, there was a young girl lying down alone on damp grass, and she just had hot pants and a skimpy top on. She was semi-conscious and very vulnerable. She had a bag near her feet, and that could have been stolen. Anything could have happened to her, really. We found out afterwards that she'd had a lot of alcohol and also cannabis. She was just 15, 2 weeks before she had her 15th birthday. She was in such a state that we had to call an ambulance, and we actually spent about an hour with her, and we found out afterwards that she was actually on the missing person register, so it was a good job that we'd found and come across her.
Angela, when you go out at night time, is it not dangerous?
Potentially it could be dangerous because, as I say, alcalcohol, when that's in the mix, it can cause a few problems. But we pray before we go out. We're supported by prayer pastors who pray for us either at our base or at home. And we always pray before we go out, and we do feel that God's with us on the streets and he goes before us. And we often feel that he guides us to places in the town where we needed to be, such as the young girl that I've just mentioned. And we've been in areas near the canal just at the right times where we've been able to help people. Sometimes one man was in the canal and he almost drowned, and if we hadn't have been there, I don't know what would have happened to him.
Angela, is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, just that all the teams around Greater Manchester need more volunteers, and that's certainly true of Stalybridge. And it's actually a good time to get involved now because we've got a new training course starting on October the 8th. We find that the police really want street pastors and are extremely supportive of us, but we feel that the churches need to catch the vision too. It's taken a little while to get some of the churches on board with us. To find out more information, you can Google street pastors and get on the national website to find more about the current teams and about the Stalybridge team. My contact details are on there and I'll be able to give you more information. Unfortunately, I'm going to be away until mid-October, so in the meantime, if you're interested, please get in touch with Peter Gilson, who's the coordinator for North Manchester, or you can contact the office at Holy Trinity Church in Stalybridge and they'll be able to keep your details.